Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. You know it is Work It Up Wednesday. We're going to work it up in here on today, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's sunny, still kind of sunny around here, but it's nighttime, y'all. I don't know why they got sunny up on this thing. How it's going to be sunny at night? So they got me saying sunny, and it's nighttime. What did that not make no sense? You know what I'm saying, but it is 50 degrees around. It's still pretty nice out, 50 degrees in the Windy City. Y'all, listen. We're going to get down on tonight. Yes, we are. We're independent artist KG Nice. It is October 26, 2022, 8:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Oh, Lord, I got to get back to my singing lessons. I can't even say his name. I'm a Karan Bhutani. Oh, Jesus, you can't y'all tell the difference. Listen, let me tell y'all something up in here. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb, baby, shut the door. Steve Gumb is CEO and founder of Gumba Rum. Please do visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. Listen, we still working on ShopTipsy.com. Now, listen, when you ShopTipsy.com, please don't be shopping tipsy because I don't want y'all coming back saying, well, Fierce told us to shop tipsy. I didn't tell you to get tipsy first and then go shopping on ShopTipsy. Just ShopTipsy.com for Gumbrum. Now, listen. I got some bad music on tonight by independent artist KG Nice. Who is going to be hearing this music? Come on up in here, engineer. No. On up in here. Hey. Yeah. Your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darlings. Yes, indeed. Independent artists. KG Nice. I like that. You know, he has a nice stage name, KG Nice. You know, I don't have to spend two or three days trying to figure out how to pronounce it. That ain't no joke. That is no joke. You know, some people come up in here with these names. I'm like, well, you know, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know mama always got a life lesson, right? Now, listen, this lesson is for independent artists. You know, I always be wanting to say this sometime when I come across names, and it's like, how in the where, in the who, in the what, in the name of God is this name? So listen. You know what? When you coming up with your stage name, like KG Nice did, that's a really nice stage name. You can pronounce it. You know, when you're thinking or you're trying to figure out what your band name should be, you know, think mainstream. Before you stick a name on your stage name, on your on-air presence name, try to think of a name that's mainstream. Now, listen, I didn't name my stage name is Fierce, right? Everybody calls me Fierce. You know what I'm saying? Fierce that, whatever. So, listen, I didn't come up with that. You know what? Who did that? Savon. I always tell Savon, I said, listen, Savon, ever since you said there's only one fierce, the thing just stuck and it just kept running. It's just running and running and running. Listen, and he's on the intro. He's on the intro of the show. Every show, the intro, that's him. That is Savon out of ATL. That is him doing the intro. And he says, on the thing, he says, there's only one fierce. I just play a little bit of intro. And he gave me that tag name, there's only one fierce. And I came back to him years later. And I said, you know what, Savon? I said, thank you. I said, thank you for what you did, because ever since you stuck that name there and you said there's only one fierce, the thing just went kind of crazy. Wow. And so, listen, my point is this. Be careful when you choose and select your stage name, your on-air name, because it's going to stick. You know, it's going to stick. And don't be like some people. See, listen, this is coming from KG Nice, because his name is really easy, very simple to say, KG Nice. And then sometimes people realize the name doesn't work, and then years down the road, they have to change it and all kind of different things, and, you know, and then people have to get used to a whole different name. And people always wonder, why do people always have these stage names, these on-air names? Because Honey, it is what it is. It is what it is. So listen, let me tell you something. I like KG Nice's his name, his stage name, his presence. It's really great. It's really wonderful. Because I'm telling you, I come across some names. I'm like, what in the Sam Hill world were they thinking about when they chose this name? And it's not mainstream. And listen. If I have trouble with some names, it takes me 2 or 3 days to figure it out. And listen, and then you ask them, well, how do you pronounce this? And then they're like, duh. And I said, well, you know what? Send me a recording so I can hear how you are pronouncing this name. And then sometimes they don't send me anything, and of course I come on air and I chop it up, and then they listen to the show and then they go, you know, you did, if that's not the way you say it, that's not the way you say it. And I'm like, well, y'all, you didn't help me with that. So listen, it is a big deal. It is a big deal. When you are selecting a stage name or on-air name, it is a huge deal, because that sucker is going to stick with you. It's going to stick with you whether you make it or not. It's going to stick with you. People are going to remember you for that name. So listen. And I'm telling you, I had no idea or imagination that Fierce was going to stick the way that it's sticking. So listen, it is what it is, what it is, what it is. So listen, I got some really great music by independent artist KT Nice. It's so nice to have a name that just kind of rolls off your tongue. I mean, I get some stuff. I've been chopping up syllables. I can't stop talking about it because it is serious. It is a real thing. It is real. So listen. Especially when you're doing shows on the radio and on television. And listen, when you do TV interviews, you got to think about this. When you're doing TV interviews and you are doing your media interviews and you're sitting there and the person has to say your name, you know it's a problem when they have their cue card in their hand and they give you that blank deer in the headlights look. You know, that is the key. That is the flag that lets you know that your on-air name is a problem. You need to do something about it. I'm telling you, it's a real thing. It's no joke. It's not a joke. It is not a joke. When they give you that look, the deer in the headlights, you know it's a problem. When they're looking at you like that, and they've been pronouncing names for forever and forever, forever. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people. When you're doing those TV interviews, and they give you that look, that dead look like, how you pronounce that? So unless you know it's an issue when they can't say your name. And it's just, it's not funny. It's a real thing. So listen, I got some music that's coming up from independent artist KG Nice, and I like this one. It is Where You At featuring Phenom, right? Where You At featuring Phenom. Y'all going to like this. Going to love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. It is great music. Now, here's another thing. And I got to say this, too. I have to give him his props. When I come across individuals that understand what it is to have great music on the radio and clean music on the radio, you can't help but talk about it, because I get a lot of stuff where people ask me, what is clean? What does clean mean? You got to ask me, what does clean mean? Evidently, you got something in your song where you know it's not clean. I had somebody just a couple of days ago send me something, and they said, you know, check this out. I just want to make sure it's clean and radio ready. And I clicked on that link, and I went over to YouTube, and I saw what they had. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I said to him, I said, you know what, honey? Do you have a radio version? I'm telling you, he was dropping the F-bomb, the B-bomb. And I'm like, you know this ain't clean. You dropping the F-bomb? Come on. Really now? You're not in grade school, for God's sake. Even the kids in grade school, they know the F-bomb is not a clean word. Come on up in here. So, listen, let's go ahead with this music. Listen. This is a good one. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's great stuff. He's got some really great tunes. Where You At? This is called Where You At, right? So listen, y'all. Check this out. Take a listen.
So I came around her like it's maybe that. And I got that contact like it's secondhand. But I don't wanna smoke if she got a man. I just wanna be the goal if she got a plan. I just wanna be the sun, leave her with a tan. Let my cadence sink with your heartbeat. Jump in the car, see you lost in the trance. Look, you better tell. Every time you walk by, I'm feeling like a spell. I know you got a busy life, listen, wish you well. But I just gotta get it, I'm not feeling like myself. You don't gotta dump your man, don't change your plans. I understand, baby. But after 10, you can come again. You can come again, baby. Just tell me, lady, you down. I know you're tied up and oh yeah. The way you look at me now,
don't tell, baby, I don't wanna know a thing. I ain't thinking wedding ring, I'm just trying to have you sing. Yeah, switching keys like a valet. Keep you on your toes like it's ballet. Keep it confidential, little thoughts to play. Take me on a tour of your body, baby, I can keep a secret. Like Illuminati, drunk in love, I done lost my sobriety. Ain't gotta make plans, I'm in a fine 80. So a man don't ever see a creep for a little TLC. Chasing waterfalls in between the sheets. When we meet, she ain't even gotta speak. Words become obsolete. Where you at, baby, tell me.
Change your plans, I understand, baby. But after 10, you can come again, you can come again, baby. Just tell me, lady, you down. I know you're tied up and oh yeah. The way you look at me now, I know you want it, I'm so clear. So tell me where you at right now, 'cause I could pick you up right now. Tell me where you at right now, 'cause I could pick you up right now.
Y'all know what? I love that song. That song is the bomb. It's hot. It is lit. You know what? I love songs. This is why I love music, and this is why I love doing music, because it always brings back a great memory. You know, songs are attached to memories. And so, listen, you know, we're not living in that time where people, where the guy calls you and says, where you at? Listen, and that's why I love the song, Where You At? It reminds me of the old days. Listen, and it's okay to be nostalgic. I'm being nostalgic. And so, listen, it reminds me of back in the day, you know, where your guy will call you and he would be like, hey babe, where you at, you know. I just said, I'm gonna pick you up right now. And so, you know what, I used to love that. Who wouldn't love that, you know, when your guy paid you so much attention, all he wanted to do was call you and say, where you at, you know, I'm gonna come pick you up, you know what I'm saying. And a lot of times I'd be at home sitting out, just, you know, chilling about 8 or 9 o'clock at night, just chilling, or maybe I'd be at my girlfriend's house or whatever, you know. And I remember one time, I was at my girlfriend's house. This is no lie. I could not make this up. My girlfriend, we're still friends right to this day. I was at her house one time just chilling. And she was like, you know, Stevie, this guy, now this is a real story. I could not make this up. This guy, Stevie, had the hots for me, and I wasn't really feeling him. Stevie had the hots for me. Now, you know, this is way back in the day. I'm going to tell you something right up in here. And she says, well, Stevie wants to come over and pick you up. He wants to know where you at. So Stevie calls my girlfriend, because my girlfriend was best friends with his sister. So he's calling my girlfriend to figure out where I'm at. And just so happened, I was at her house. And so, listen, Stevie used to drive this big tail old Cadillac. Y'all remember the Cadillacs back in the day? Was huge and long, you know, made of the real steel. This thing was long, and it was yellow. He had this yellow big Cadillac, and he was about, I don't know, 20, 21, something like that. And he was like, you know, I want to come over and pick her up. I'm like, oh, my God, Stevie. Here comes Stevie. And here comes Stevie is driving down the block. And he thinks he's so cool. He was cool back in the day. He was driving about 10 miles per hour. See, back in the day when you were cool, you were not speeding down the side streets, you know, doing about 70 or 80 miles per hour. Stevie was just cruising. He's leaning with his hand on the wheel, of course. He's doing about 10 miles per hour because he wants to look cool, right? And so I'm looking out, and I'm like, and then my friend goes, here comes Stevie. She says, look through the window. You see Stevie's coming in that big old yellow Cadillac. And I says, oh, Lord. I says, okay. It's going to be a wild night tonight. And it was. So Stevie picked me up. He's like, okay, babe, come on. Let's go chill. So I went riding. You know, that was the thing to do back then. We went riding, go cruising. And so, listen, that song, Where You At, it reminded me of that. I did a lot of cruising. Listen, It used to be a stone cold blast just to cruise back in the day, because you weren't getting into trouble. You just having a great time, just having fun, just cruising in the night. You know what I'm saying? And so listen, that song, yes, yes, yes. Where you at? Love it, love it, love it. Clean song, you know, nice beat, brings back memory. Anybody that grew up in the 80s, the 90s, 70s, they know what you're talking about when you're talking about where you at. When your babe calls and you say, where you at, baby? You know, I'm coming to pick you up right now. Let's go for some hamburgers. Let's go for a steak, whatever. So listen, listen, listen. That's a cool song. That's a really cool song. I got another song that's coming up by independent artists. Yes, Nice. I like that song. I like that name. Yes, indeed. So listen, got another one, KG Nice. KG Nice. So the one you just heard was Where You At featuring Phenom, right? And so listen, I want you guys to check out Take It All the Way. Take It All the Way. Take It All the Way. That brings back another memory. I'm going to hold on to that story until after the song. Yeah. I love songs that bring back memory. So listen, this is one, you're going to love it. It's a great song. Now listen, y'all, take a listen. Y'all, check it out. Check it out. Take It All the Way. Take It All the Way. Woo! Great. Take It All the Way.
We not caught up with the modern day. We made our own way, that's the way. I'm looking for the time and the day. But we can take it all the way. 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 I'm thinking we can take it all the way. You don't gotta worry, cause you know I'm on the way. We gon' live up in a long work day. Take a load off, make some space. I like to play Usher, gotta do it my way. Value the most, more precious than gold. They wanna take, let them know. No. We not caught up with the modern day. We made our own way, that's the way. I'm looking for the time and the day. But we can take it all the way. 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 I'm thinking we can take it all the way. Tell me what you feeling, get your feelings involved. High or light, there's the feelings I'm on. And if you feel like me, you could take it away. I like to play Usher, gotta do it my way.
Ay,
gotta do it my way. Value the most, more precious than gold. They wanna take, let them know. No. We not caught up with the modern day. We made our own way, that's the way. I'm looking for the time and the day. But we can take it all the way. 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 I'm thinking we can take it all the way.
Let me tell you something. This is the music that will take you somewhere. That is Take It All the Way. Listen, I was sitting here listening to the song just thinking, you know, of course, nostalgic. I like this song. It's going to take him somewhere because it got a great beat. It's really cool, really nice to listen to, jive to, chill to, you know, listen. And it reminds me, of course, back in the day. You know, and that's why I like this song and I like his music because, you know, it takes you back to a time that was really pure and simple. I, pure. I don't know what's going on now because I'm not dating. Hey, I have not been dating for a couple of years now, and it feels very weird. It feels very weird because I'm used to dating all the time. So listen, let me tell y'all something. I remember back in the day when guys really respected their lady. respected their lady. And this song reminds me of that, Take It All the Way. It reminds me back in the day, you know, when you're dating a special guy and the guy had respect for his lady. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure guys, of course, they still have respect for their lady, depending on what kind of guy you get going out with. But back in the day, it was different. It was a different kind of flavor. It was a different kind of vibe. It really was. It was a different kind of vibe. Guys was such a gentleman. Guys back then was such a gentleman. Guys, from what I remember, guys would ask you, you know, can I have a word with you? Can I talk with you for a minute? You know, and they would just approach themselves in a whole different manner. That's what I remember. If somebody wanted to get to know me and I was just out and about, a guy would say, you know, can I get to know you for a moment? Can I have a word with you? You know, and you check, you know, you give him the eyeball up and down if you wanted to have a conversation with him, you would. And then if you didn't, you said, well, I really got to be somewhere, whatever, and excuse yourself from the conversation. But listen, I remember this one guy. I used to love this guy so much. And we never really dated. We were friends. We were friends, really close friends. And he was one of the kind of guys that would come pick me up all the time. He would always come to my house. It's funny that we never got serious, but we never got serious. He would come to my house all the time. He would pick me up all the time. I would go by his house. And I remember one time, and this song reminds me of this, Take It All the Way. It was so funny. It was so funny. This guy, his name was Kevin. Kevin. I just love this guy. He took me to his house one time, and we were in there. It wasn't really his house. It was a room that he was renting out because he wanted a private place to be with his special lady. Yeah, right? So listen, we're in the room and everything. We're talking, and then he starts to give me a little kiss here, a little kiss there, and he starts giggling. And I'm like, what's wrong? What's the matter? He had so much respect for me. He says, you know what? I can't even do this with you. He was like, you're such a sweetheart. I can't even have sex with you. And this would happen to me all the time. Guy would tell me, I can't even do this with you because you're just such a sweetheart. I can't even do this. And so listen. That song reminds me of the days where guys really had respect for a lady. And so that's why I like independent artist KG Nice. He's just really got that vibe going on, and it's just really great music. Really clean music. And we need more of that. You know, sometimes you got to take a break. I don't even do trap rap on the air here. I can't even fathom, you know, listening to it. So listen, I really appreciate what KG Nice has. 10 plus on that song. And I got some more music that's coming up by him a little bit late. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. When I come across an artist that can kind of take me down memory lane, I love it. Listen, I'll be back later on to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.